Again, thank you so much for your help. I know that you didn't have time to squeeze me in today, but you did, and I truly do appreciate that. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I woke up, I was supposed to go to work, and I go on to turn on my car. It starts making this weird sound, and I'm thinking, well, something's wrong. I knew I could always count on you to figure out what's wrong with it. No, I have no idea. I mean, it hasn't really been acting very strange with me. I guess maybe it has, but I didn't really see the signs. Either way, I really don't know what it could be. And that's why I came to you. If I had any clue, I would have definitely, you know. Maybe you took it to someone else that's not as busy as you are. But obviously, there's a reason why you're so busy. It's because you're so good. And people can always count on you to figure out what the problem is, whether it's something big or small. I'm being serious. No, I'm not just saying that because we're friends. It's true. You're really good at what you do. Otherwise, I wouldn't really be bringing my car here. And plus, I know you'd never make me pay over what I'm supposed to just because I'm a clueless girl. I mean, I know I have a lot of learning to do. Trust me, I know. But you're very honest with me, which I really like. Not a lot of people are, I will admit that. Anyways, you're gonna take care of it? Okay, great. So should I just like pay you tomorrow when I come pick it up? Yeah, that sounds great. What? Oh, I actually don't have a ride, but I was gonna call an Uber either way. They'll come pick me up from here. Yeah, I told them at work that my car broke down, you know, so I could get away from it for a little bit. I can't exactly make it on time, can I? I swear, nothing ever works out in my favor. This is just my luck. Not to mention, I had a really important meeting today, and of course I had to miss it because my stupid car won't work. Maybe I am a little bit late on my oil change. I didn't think of that until now. Gosh, I'm horrible at this. I don't know why anybody ever allowed me to have a car. Oh, shut up. You're not supposed to agree with me. You're supposed to say, no, you're not that bad, but hey, I appreciate your honesty at least. It's no worries, seriously. I'll just call an Uber and they'll be here soon. Don't worry about me. You're a very busy person. You have a lot to do, so I don't want to make you much more late than you already are. Are you sure I'm not holding you back? Don't see you talking to any other customers the way you're talking to me, though. You better not be giving me the special treatment just because I'm your friend. Not that I'm complaining. I mean, I do like that I'm getting some sort of attention from you. Anyways, have you eaten yet? I packed some food for work. You can totally have it though. You have not had your lunch yet, have you? Just take it slowly. I don't think I'm gonna go to work after all today. So I'll probably go get something after, so keep it. You like my turkey, don't you? Why can't you just take it? It's the least that I can do, seriously. Okay. I know that I've been really coming here a lot lately. Although it is definitely for my car, I mean, what else? I'm always here for my car. I'm probably like the most person that you see around here, aren't I? I'm so bad. I figured. But what? Stay? I can't do that. I have some things to do. Give me a ride home. You don't have to do that, silly. I told you. Ubers aren't dangerous. Don't be ridiculous. They are not. What do you think? I'm gonna get kidnapped today? Are you worried that someone's gonna kidnap me and you're never gonna see me again? Oh, just say it. You care about me. You so do. If you didn't, you wouldn't be worried so much. You'd let me go. You can say it. Come on. If you admit it, then I'll admit that I care about you too. Wait, I guess I did just kind of admit it, didn't I? I'm so stupid. Okay, well, since I already spilled the beans, I'm horrible at keeping things in my stomach. I guess, yeah, I mean, I do care about you, obviously. Not gonna lie, even though I do come here for my car a lot, it's not the only reason that I come here. There's another reason, and it's a very good reason. If you want to take a guess, I'll be more than happy to answer. But you have to guess first. That's the fun of it. What? No, I don't come here for Jake. I don't even talk to that guy. No offense. He seems cool, but no, he's not the reason I come here. Yeah, I'm sure he does have a lot of customers of his own, but that's not why I'm here, silly. You know exactly why I'm here. You just don't want to say it because you like to annoy me. I'm not going to say it. Because I suck at saying things. Come on. Why are you doing this to me? Do you enjoy tormenting me? I swear, I think you do. I'm not going to say it. Stop. What if someone hears us right now? What if your secret girlfriend hears us? You're not the only one that can annoy me, you know. I can do it on my own as well. Oh, you're being so annoying. I guess since you're making me do it, I will do it this one time. The other reason that I come here is because I really like the cars. That was so bad. Oh, that was horrible. Stop laughing at me. I wouldn't even be here if you're not making me do this. You're so annoying. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. For real this time. The other reason that I do come here a lot is because of you. I come here to see you a lot. We're both really busy, and we can't really make time for each other, so I guess I'll always use my car as an excuse. There, are you happy? Do you remember last time? I brought my car here, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. I had just gotten my oil changed, and you were so confused. But you didn't mind it. You liked that I visited you, didn't you? Really? Do I? That's good. I don't know why. Seeing you all sweaty and tired makes me somewhat excited. I like it. And I like you as well. Just a little bit. I may have some feelings for you. I can't know for sure until you take me out on a date. Well, you're not going to get away with it that easily. If you want me, you have to work to get me. As much as I do think you're really cute, and I want to give you a chance, you have to earn it. You're going to ask me right now? Yes, I'll go out with you. Come here. Wait, just one pack. I'll save the rest for another time. Shut up, I'm not blushing. Anyways, you better eat that lunch. And make sure you text me later. We can talk about a day and something that we can do. Oh, you want to plan it out? starting to like you much more already. All right, then. You plan it out and make sure you text me. I'll be looking forward to it. Not about the car this time, okay? All right. I'll see you around. Let me know if you need anything, okay? All right, bye.